Penguin Random House Audio presents Brave New Work. Are you ready to reinvent your organization? This is the author, Aaron Dignan. For Huxley, may you inherit a world in which everyone finds fulfillment and prosperity at work. And if you don't, may you help build one. People who like this sort of thing will find this the sort of thing they like. Artemis Ward. Everything that needs to be said has already been said, but since no one was listening, everything must be said again. André Gide. Part 1. The Future of Work. The beginning is the most important part of the work. Plato. We were packed into the back of a black car on our way to a celebratory dinner. The energy was electric. My clients and I had just spent the last 8 hours talking about the things teams never get a chance to talk about, starting with the ultimate question, what's stopping you from doing the best work of your life? Pent up for so long, the possibility of actually addressing what held them back had awakened something deep within this team. The banter from the room had continued into the hall, the elevator, and now the car. What about our monthly strategy review? One of them said. Does anybody actually get value out of that thing? Those words hung in the air for a few seconds before everyone snapped back, no! The team leader turned around from the front seat and looked everyone in the eye. If you don't need it, I guess I don't need it either. Well, that did it. From what I could gather in the commotion, this leadership team and the people that reported to them spent an inordinate amount of time each month preparing for and attending what essentially amounted to a glorified update meeting. I took the bait. How much time, ballpark, would you say you spend on that meeting? They started doing the math. First, they had the cost of the meeting itself, which was more than 3 hours long and included almost 40 people. Then there was the preparation time for those senior leaders. They had to be sure they knew what they were talking about when questions came up. Add to that the time their team spent preparing the material, hundreds of pages of PowerPoint, many of which routinely didn't get used or seen, and so on. They rattled it off, and I tallied it up. By the time we got to the restaurant, we had a good back-of-the-napkin estimate. The annual cost of the meeting? Close to $3 million. Their minds were blown. We are spending $3 million to have this shitty meeting? What should we do? Well, I said, why not just cancel it and see what happens? You could almost see the gears turning in their heads. If meetings could change, what else was up for grabs? Budgets? Approvals? Structure? This was a team about to reinvent their way of working. Work isn't working. No matter where I go in the world, and my work has taken me to 15 countries and 5 continents, I meet leaders and teams who are frustrated. We are all confronted with the fact that the scale and bureaucracy that once made our organization strong are liabilities in this era of constant change. We are beset on all sides by pressure to grow, to deliver, to execute at all costs, and to do so with our arms tied behind our backs. We're being asked to invent the future, but to do so inside a culture of work that is deeply broken. We don't have enough time to do our work, but we pack our days with endless meetings. We don't have the information we need, but we are buried in emails, documents, and data. We want speed and innovation, but we run from risk and inhibit our best people. We claim to work in teams, but we don't really trust one another. We know the way we're working isn't working, but we can't imagine an alternative. We long for change, but we don't know how to get it. Today, we face an array of systemic challenges in our economy, our government, our environment, all stemming from our inability to change. We are addicted, in spite of ourselves, to the siren song of bureaucracy. Gratuitous hierarchies, plans, budgets, and controls abound, but they aren't working like they used to. In the face of complexity, our legacy organizations, the traditional institutions that make up much of the modern world, are failing us, and we know it. Yet we do nothing, paralyzed by the fear of losing whatever control.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?